I realized that shaitan is real, you know. So I believed in God, but I didn't believe in shaitan.
So shaitan, like the devil. That's what the devil. The devil.
Yeah, I mean, so they were playing funky music and everything, but there was I was not happy when they were singing about Jesus being God. You know, I was never singing those songs. When it was songs about God, I was singing with them, but when it was Jesus being the Son of God, I was like, no, this is not right. And I asked them, where's the proof? This is the
danger. Brother Julian, tell us in your quest now, seeking to know purpose. What were some of the religions that you went through, and why did you exclude those religions and choose Islam?
Okay, so I was, you know, born in a Christian country, a Catholic country in France, and then back in the 90s, the Dalai Lama and Buddhism was a big thing in France, so I don't want to say I became Buddhist, but I was trying to pray and meditate the way the Buddhists do. I did that for a while. I even did a 10-day meditation retreat right before becoming Muslim. I was still practicing.
10-day meditation retreat. Yeah. So you were really into it.
I was. Yeah. You have to stop. You don't talk to anybody during 10 days, and you meditate 10 hours a day.
Kind of like itikaf, huh?
Yeah, it's like itikaf. Yeah. So you just don't talk, and your last meal is at 12 noon.
But except we can talk though.
Yeah, in itikaf you can talk, but not this type of retreat and.
What about that other one you took that you were telling about?
The pilgrim.
It's like a hajj.
Yeah, so I did what we call the pilgrim, the way of gems. It's a Christian pilgrim, because deep inside everyone, it's in our fitrah to want to do a pilgrim.
Is that called the Christian, do they call it the Christian hajj, almost like?
It's kind of, back in the days they used to have two. They used to have Rome. People were used to pilgrim towards Rome, and now you still, it's an ongoing thing, but even atheists are doing it now. It's more like a cultural thing where you have to reach the west coast of Spain, and they believe one of the body of the apostles of Jesus.
One of the disciples of Jesus'
body is there, so people from all over the world, you can even go from
this
Russia.
Is here, where is this?
It's in Spain.
It's in Spain, where we're at. We're in Spain.
It's in Santiago de Compostela. It's in Galicia, in the province of Galicia. So I walked from the French border, 1,000 kilometers.
1,000 kilometers?
30 days.
Walking. 30 days?
Sometime I walked 50 kilometers a day. And I was trying to find God. I mean, the purpose was to find myself, find God. And it's only a few years after that I became Muslim in the Philippines. I also, before that, went to Mexico to learn from the shamans. You know, because in 2012, it was believed that it would be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And I didn't really believe that, but I wanted it somehow, because I was sick and tired of all these wars, hypocrisy, so I was hoping for a change.
So you're doing the Buddhism, what happened with, you were doing the Christianity, you were experimenting with that, that's kind of your roots, Christianity.
That's my
right?
roots.
So why did you leave your roots and then go to Buddhism and then go to all these other isms?
Yeah, because there was no substance in Christianity. My parents didn't believe in it anymore. And after I realized, so my point is I realized that shaitan is real, you know. So I believed in God, but I didn't believe in shaitan.
So shaitan, like the devil, that's what
the devil.
The devil.
Yeah. So I realized my Buddhism could not help me, because even in the top of a mountain, it can still mess me up, you know. So I realized I need to go back to God. So I went back to Christianity. I was about to baptize again with the born again sect. I liked them. I mean, they were playing funky music and everything, but I was not happy when they were singing about Jesus being God. You know, I was never singing those songs. When it was songs about God, I was singing with them. But when it was Jesus being the Son of God, I was like, no, this is not right. And I asked them, where's the proof? And they said, no, we just have to believe. And I said, well, this is my future you're talking about, you know.
Where's the proof? Yeah. This is deep. This is very powerful. Where's the evidence?
Same thing for Trinity. I said, can you explain to me? Do you understand Trinity? And nobody understand. So I said, guys, this is the main thing of your religion. You can't explain to me. It's like you're asking a Muslim, can you explain to me the five pillars? And they don't know. You know, that would be like not inviting you to become a Muslim. If a Muslim doesn't know why we are doing the five pillars, like why it's important for our deen, the foundation of our deen, right? So the Trinity is the foundation of Christianity, and they don't know. And it's not a concept that Jesus brought.
He never taught or brought.
He never talked about
it. He brought the pure monotheism, the pure oneness of God, that you worship the Creator, not the creation.
And I also told them, you know, I can't. When the Witness of Jehovah was knocking on my door sometimes in the Philippines, I was saying, I can't follow. You know, in your Bible, there's nothing about Jesus between 12 years old and 30 years old. It's called the lost, and something very interesting. It's called the lost years of Jesus. So there's a guy in the U.S. He sold his house to do a journey to find out what happened of those years of Jesus. Something very interesting is in some countries like Nepal and Tibet, there was someone known as Isa, who was a very special man, who is actually someone who was calling to God. And it's just coincidence.
Isa, Jesus. Isa. Yeah. That's what we call it, because Jesus was not his name.
Yeah, well, exactly. So there's scriptures in the Buddhist and Nepali temple that talk about a man, because we know our Isa, he left at a very young age because he was already a threat to the elite. And like all the prophets of Islam, they left their place for a while to come back stronger, you know? And this is what happened to Isa, I believe, that he went to those countries following the Silk Road. And he was preaching the oneness of Allah
to one God, yes,
to everybody. That's why in many of his countries, Nepal, even India, some scholars of other religions are talking about someone that is called Isa. So it's coincide with our belief.
Yeah.
So you know, there's no contradiction, but they don't know who he is really. But so when I found out about Islam, when I read the Quran, and I realized, oh, the Muslim called Jesus Isa, is just connecting the dots, you know. It's just connecting the dots that, of course, it's his true name, and actually, I even called my first son Isa.
Wow!
Because
and from there, you excluded. You went in sincerely, looking for the truth in all these different religions, and from there, that led you to Islam.
Yeah, I mean, it was the last Ramadan 2012. I wanted to worship God the proper way, so I made a dua to Him and. My dua got fulfilled. It ran in front of my window. There was an ayat about the Quran, about the raining and things. There's many signs that made me realize God really wanted to guide in me. And I felt very, very happy for this guidance. And then I embraced Islam online. Actually, I embraced Islam after watching Yusuf Estes sharing his story, why he became Muslim, and what was the difference between the Bible and the Quran. And he made, sense that the Quran is the true word of God. And once I was sure of that, actually, I became Muslim before reading the Quran. I took my Shahada because the points he made in my research really made me realize for sure the Quran can only be the word of Allah. So I took my Shahada, then I read the Quran multiple times. And here I am with you today.
Alhamdulillah. And like I always say, look, you've been created for a purpose. There's a creator out there. He will guide you to the purpose. Start asking the creator alone for that guidance. And you see, this is another story. We bring these gems, these stories to motivate you, to inspire you, to also seek purpose and then get to know purpose and get to know your creator. And that message is simple. Worship the creator alone, not the creation. We're going to have more of Julian's story here in Spain. So keep tuning in to The Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum.